Life Audio.
Hi, this is Bonnie Gray, and I'm your host for Breathe, the Stress Less podcast. I want to welcome you to a wonderful show today. We're going to be talking about returning to our first love with God. We're in the middle of a wonderful series we're wrapping up that's about love. New Year, Fresh Faith. And today we're talking about agape love. This is God's unconditional love for us. And it's going to be a beautiful show where we're going to get a chance to reignite our love with God so we can feel Him closer to us and feel a deeper intimacy with Him. Well, I'm the author of Sweet Like Jasmine, Finding Identity in a Culture of Loneliness. Thanks to you, the book released as a number one Christian biographies as a new release on Amazon. So thank you so much for your love and support. I want you to pick up a copy of the book if you haven't done so. It's a journey to finding your true worth, where God makes beauty out of brokenness, and this love relationship with God, to be more intimate with Him, to share my whole self with Him. That's the journey I guide you through in this new book. I'm also the author of Whispers of Rest, 40 Days of God's Love to Revitalize Your Soul, and it has 40 of my favorite ways to experience God's peace and to stress less. So I welcome you to pick up a copy of that as well. We are at a wonderful close to this series because this is the agape love that God talks about in John 3:16. For God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whosoever believes in Him will not perish but have everlasting life. It's also the same agape love in Corinthians 13, that beautiful passage on love, that the greatest of all these things is love. And also in Revelations, we're going to be looking at a very special, intimate passage. Well, first, I love to start out with a story to inspire you, and then we'll get into some soul care practical tip that you can take into your day so that you can return peace to your body and calm to your emotions so you can stress less. And then we'll end with a beautiful calming prayer to send you off into your day, or maybe give you a softer place to land in the evening. Well, the moment seemed perfect. He was holding me close as I sank into His embrace. I could see the stars twinkling above across the sky as I laid my head on His shoulder. We were saying goodnight before I would go in my car and return home. Eric just made dinner at his apartment for me, baked chicken with teriyaki sauce, with edamame for appetizers. I was impressed. We just started dating a couple weeks after meeting at church, emailing each other every day for a month. As I shared earlier in the podcast about that love note. After dinner, we snuggled on the couch looking through photo albums, swapping stories where Eric traveled in his early days in the Army. And when I was a 20-something newly graduated California girl, we felt really close. I felt close listening to his sandy, soft voice as he shared his stories and we relived memories together. As we held each other in the parking lot that quiet night, something happened. He slowly reached in to kiss me, but I was afraid. What if I liked him more than he liked me? And how serious was this really going to be? I didn't want to have him think I didn't want to kiss him, but I had kissed too many frogs, and my heart just couldn't handle any more memories of kisses that never stayed. "I'm sorry," I turned away, stumbling for what to say next. "What is it?" Eric asked, a soft silhouette in the night. "No, I want to, but I didn't want to say too much, but fearful I wasn't saying enough." "I'm sorry," I tried again. It's complicated. I felt my chances for love slip away as the words tumbled out of me, like a scratch skipping across your favorite LP as it plays. I was ruining the moment. Shh, Eric whispered. He gathered me close into his gaze. You don't have to worry about a thing. Just let me love you. And then he simply held me. We stood there, lingering in the moment, before he tucked me in my car and I drove into the night, irrevocably changed. That was the moment I knew he was the one. Do you have a moment like that, when you knew that somebody was the one? Or maybe think back, because really what I want to talk about isn't so much about a romantic moment. Sometimes there's a defining moment when you realize you're truly, honestly loved. Those defining moments happen when you reveal something about yourself that is utterly vulnerable and raw, when you place your heart into someone's hands, not knowing if they will take you or leave you. Vulnerability is the doorway to intimacy, and what I'm talking about is a love relationship with God. With God, where we can experience His agape love. A lot of times when we first experience God in our lives, we invite Him into our hearts. It's such a blossoming love, and yet it kind of fades. And all of us who have been named by God, who've heard His whispers of love, we have that DTR with God, don't we? The determine the relationship moment in our story with Him. Your first love moment with God. Think back, friend. When was it when you first felt loved by God? When was that? And how old were you? Where were you? What was happening in the moment? And how did you feel God's love was personal to you? That God didn't just love the world, but that He loved you in this world. Well, here is Jesus' voice. He says, but you walked away from your first love. Why? Turn back. Recover your dear early love. That is from Revelations chapter 2, verses 4 to 5 from the Message translation. You walked away from your first love. I love that phrase, first love. Do you remember that first love moment when God's voice sparked in your heart and you heard Him? You heard Him deep within you and there was a joy. Well, God is whispering to you now, let me be your first love again. You are God's first love. As you think back on stories that have surfaced during this time, this quiet time we're sharing right now, I want you to take a moment to feel God's loving arms around you, because He calls you His beloved. Invite Jesus right now, wherever you are, to sit next to you. Or maybe you're taking a walk. Imagine Him walking next to you in that secret place within you. Allow Him to show you the memories that mean the most to you as you've walked together with God all this time. Whether they've caused you hurt and confusion or brought you great joy and beauty and peace, God is still with you. He is faithful and He loves you. Your feelings might be complicated, maybe a little bit like me when Eric tried to kiss me. You know, sometimes our emotions and our feelings are complicated in our relationship with God, but it's becoming clearer. Just like that moment, your eyes adjust to the twinkle of stars at night. You're beginning to see how much God really and truly loves you in a deeper way. That longing, that ache you have for companionship in your inner being, your soul, that is a longing for God's love. Remember, God is your first love and you are His. Listen to God's whispers of love now. As I share this passage with you, it is His words to Israel, and they're words that are spoken to you and me today to achingly draw us back to Himself. to return to the passion and intimacy of first love. Therefore, I will now allure her and bring her into the wilderness and speak tenderly to her. I will make the valley of trouble a door of hope. There she shall respond as in the days of her youth, as at the time when she came out of the land of Egypt. On that day, says the Lord, you will call me my husband. I will make for you a covenant on that day. I will make you lie down in safety, and I will take you to be my wife forever. In steadfast love and in mercy, I will betroth you to me in faithfulness, and you will know the Lord. This beautiful passage is from Hosea chapter 2, verse 14, verses 15 to 16 and 18 to 20. When it says we will know the Lord, the Hebrew root word yada means to experience God and to reveal oneself. It is the same intimate knowing when a man and a woman make love on their wedding night, as in Genesis 4:1, when, quote, Adam knew Eve, his wife, and she conceived, unquote. It is also unexpected and intriguing to hear God use the word allure, which translated from the Hebrew word pata means to persuade, attract, or entice. Dear friend, I want to ask you, how does hearing God use the word alluring, the one who loves, speaking tenderly to her, taking her for his wife in love, how does this kind of tender and intimate language surprise you? It surprised me. How do you notice yourself reacting to this word? Can you see yourself as the object of God's love, as the one he wants to allure? Do you ever feel that your relationship with God has become weary or faded, yet you remember how you once glowed when you responded to God's voice and felt God responding to you? This is the moment now we can respond. I want to respond with a word of prayer. Dear Jesus, it's complicated. I'm complicated. You see how my affections have faded, yet you take me in your arms now, and you call me yours. Love my heart back to life again. I want to know you more deeply. I give myself to you right now. Light the fire of our first love. Then I will glow again. Thank you for loving me so truly. I love you. Amen. Well, I wanted to rest into that prayer first before we share the Soul Care Challenge. It was just such an intimate time together, thinking about that first love moment with God. I just really felt moved to share a word of prayer. Our Soul Care Challenge is related to this romantic love that is actually called agape, because it's God's unconditional love. His unconditional love for you means he holds nothing back. Well, our soul care practice is going to be so beautiful. I want you to buy flowers for yourself. I love this soul care practice. Those of you who've walked with me for a while know that it's like my favorite soul care practice, because Jesus himself said, "Do not worry about tomorrow. Look at the wildflowers. Do they not toil? Yet how beautifully I'd made them. How much more do you mean to me than any of these?" So I would love for you to buy yourself flowers, because studies have shown, and here this is going to empower you, flowers improve emotional health. We all need encouraging reminders of peace. And I love that Jesus points us to look at the flowers in the field. Behavioral research at Rutgers University found that simply looking at flowers improves emotional health. The presence of flowers triggered happy emotions in participants, increasing feelings of life satisfaction. Flowers are a natural mood enhancer. Harvard University even demonstrated that those who aren't morning people, I'm raising my hand, who start out with morning blahs, reported a boost in energy, happiness, and friendliness that lasted throughout the day. By looking at flowers first thing in the morning, placed in the room they frequented, particularly in the kitchen. Okay, friends, that's your soul care challenge. I want you to buy flowers for yourself, because now when you see those flowers, you're going to hear your Heavenly Father say to you, you are worthy of beauty. You are worthy of peace. And even though you think, gosh, I could buy a gallon of milk and some butter with that, our Heavenly Father will whisper to you, you are worth it. Even if they last only a few days, I made them to only last a few days so that you will know that you are worthy of the peace. You're worthy of the beauty. And you will, scientifically proven, feel better and happier. It'll boost your mood. Okay, so follow me on Instagram, because I'm going to share the flowers that I'm getting this week, and I want to see your flowers. I want to see your flowers. Okay, follow me on Instagram at TheBonnieGray and sign up for my newsletter at TheBonnieGray.com/subscribe. Now, I have a very special treat in store for us, because on Wednesday this week, it's going to be Ash Wednesday. We're going to start Lent, and I am preparing a special Lent retreat experience for you. So get ready to experience even more intimacy with God and feel His love and go deeper. I'm going to guide you on a Lent experience so you can grow closer to God as we walk with each other and walk closer to God and His love and His peace towards Easter. This is going to be so special. So tell your friends about it and invite them to join this Lent experience. You're going to love it. And I'm so excited to share it with you. Remember that you're loved, you're cherished. Just rest. I will see you next time. We have a special episode on Wednesday for Ash Wednesday. We're going to kick off Lent together. I'll see you then.
Hey, everyone. Thanks for listening to Breathe, the Stress Less podcast, a production of LifeAudio.com and the Salem Web Network. If you enjoyed what you heard today, we'd love for you to head over to your favorite podcast app and leave us a review. It really does help people find us. To learn more about Bonnie Gray or to check out any of the resources she mentioned in this episode, just head over to her website, thebonniegray.com, or check out our show notes. This episode was produced by me, Kelly Givens, and edited by Stephen Sanders. A special thanks to our executive producer, Stephen McGarvey. For more Faith Toolkit podcasts, head over to lifeaudio.com.
Miracles are everywhere.
Let our adventure begin!
Discover PureFlix, your premium streaming service where faith and family values come home.
Ready to have some fun?
The most exclusive selection of quality, wholesome movies and series that will uplift your spirit.
A man can argue whether God exists, but when he looks at his daughters, he knows.
With new arrivals every week.
Unbelievable.
Save big and enjoy the possibilities, like invitations to exclusive theatrical screenings.
I see it, so I believe it.
Find out more by joining today at PureFlix.com.
Gorgeous gaming, stunning streams, unbelievable bandwidth. It's another Lifestyles of Gagillionaires. Meet the AT&T Fiber customers winning at life with hyper gig speeds. Meet Gagillionaire Terry. While his love of streaming horror movies has him constantly on the edge of his seat, his internet bill won't give him a scare.
Oh, don't go in there. I'm telling you.
Because since Terry upgraded to AT&T Fiber with hyper gig speeds, he doesn't worry about data caps or equipment fees.
Come on, man. The door's open for a reason.
And best yet, he also doesn't stress about a price increase at 12 months. Because with the amazing Gagillionaire lifestyle comes an exquisite sense of tranquility. Most of the time. Live like a Gagillionaire. Get straightforward pricing with AT&T Fiber. Internet that upgrades everything. No data caps, no equipment fees, and no price increase at 12 months.
Limited availability in select areas. Visit att.com/hypergig for details.
The Historical Jesus Podcast is the sweeping saga of the life and times of Galilean Jesus of Nazareth, as well as the faith, religion, and church founded to honor and disseminate his acts and teachings. Join me, Mark Vinette, on this fascinating journey through time, exploring the many great works of Christian theology, literature, architecture, music, and art inspired by the words and deeds of Jesus Christ.